story continued about AI here. Again, I'm still in Game Theory 24, where he's bringing up that AI is the occult. And if I look up the occult here from some AI, it says that it's comes from Latin, occultus meaning hidden, secret or concealed, and it refers to knowledge of the hidden. In a historical and practical sense, it refers to the study of a deeper inner reality that is not immediately apparent to the physical sense, so through conventional science. And you find it there in alchemy, the art of transformation, both of physical matter, human spirit, and magic. The practice of using the will and specific rituals to influence the world or the self based on the idea that everything in the cosmos is interconnected. So, yeah, we're getting there with that understanding of what AI, how it is used to create that kind of underlying hidden level where everything is interconnected, you know, the dimension on which, from where things are also controlled. But at the same time, we have the real occult, which is really what our PO started to study when he was 21 or so. Stepping out into that foreign land, and it was scary, it was strange, and no one could understand what he was doing. They thought he was going crazy. But he saw something there, and he was studying alchemistry, actually, from old books that he borrowed at the scientific academy outside of the university. And he started seeing this. And then he learned that there are these secret societies who are dealing with the occult. And why are they secret societies? Well, secret, quote unquote, because they want to kind of keep this to themselves outside of the view of ordinary people who just don't understand anything and will just disturb them, think they are crazy or whatever. Maybe some of those people are in leadership positions, so they have to keep it secret. But we need to show those secret chambers there also that our Rick now has access to from a very different point of view. From the, oh yeah, that's the thing. He stepped into those chambers from a very unusual and different direction, from the scientific labs who are working to develop this AI technology with computers. They need programmers, right? But those who want it and who pay for it, they are sitting in these other secret society rooms trying to create this dimension, this occult dimension, or working in it, really. Again, in a technocratic way. You know, there is no heaven. It's all matter. But we are going to create heaven. There is no God. But we're going to create God. So there are, their occult level, their dimension is that. Again, it's a manufactured heaven. It's a Bilasvarga down in the caves. And so, because And this is an interesting thing, that things are so controlled by computers. Computers are being used to power and uphold this whole dimension, so to speak. But as computers get more and more complex and complicated, only a few very, you know, I would say, autistic kind of super intelligent people know how to program and maintain those computers. So this means that they are given an access, even at a lower, most base, fundamental level than the people in those secret chambers who use this technology for building that occult level that will serve as the higher dimension with God, artificial God, that will then rule and control and give knowledge and direction to other people. So although those programmers are not expected to understand really more than just the computer technology, just like, you know, your programmer of database for a bank or something, you're not supposed to understand banking, but simply how to crunch the numbers properly. So although that's supposed to be, and you have those geniuses there in those secret labs where Rick works, and most of them can't see this, what it's really being used for, they're just down, you know, really on the bits and bytes of it. Rick has a secret himself, and it is that in the late 60s he stepped into a little storefront at the Lower East Side called Matchless Gifts, and there was a Swamiji who came from India, and he was just singing this mantra, and it was catchy. You liked it, and there was nice vegetarian food and so on. But then he gave those teachings, those books, lectures, and for those who took their time and attention to listen and learn and read, they realized that what they thought of as a cult, hidden knowledge, you know, some kind of vague underlying or behind the screen, maybe not existing dimension of existence that you then find in these secret societies and all of that. He just gave it out openly and in a way so much clearer than anything that had been done before. So Rick, being very intelligent, he could understand this. And he became a disciple, a student, secretly, because at this time he had been pulled into, maybe this was just happening while they were working on the moon computer. So he was kind of living in two worlds there. He was pulled into the occult realm of AI, which started back then. We could even mention Eliza, that program which was written in 66. So that's where things started to happen. And he could see this is an illusion. So we can follow him and his thoughts around this, his experiences, it could be quite interesting actually. Back then, And how he is standing there now on that gala dinner, meeting Maria, fair lady. And he has this unique insight into what's going on from that very, very fundamental base level. It's about consciousness. It's about, you know, all these games they play, the leaders with the big president there with his, you know, whatever he's doing, the media spectacular show. It's just that, it's a show. To get people involved and yeah, this is the good, this is the bad, and in this way they get entertained while the real job is going on under the hood, so to speak, unnoticed to most. That it is about building a world in the minds of people where there is a God that they are now getting introduced to, the AI God. And where then, of course, those who have created that God are, well, the actual controllers of the whole thing. And the control then is to mold and control and direct the consciousness of the mass of people on this planet. And then again, you have on the other side, which Rick also has a clear insight into. Is that of the actual, real, enlightened consciousness that where you see the world as it is. And these two here are in the main conflict, clash against each other that goes through the story there.